Good afternoon. Brilliant sunshine, but cold temperatures across interior New York and New England this afternoon, with most places continuing to slide back through the teens and single digits. And with a gusty northwest wind, wind chill values will be at or below zero for the remainder of the day. Brutally cold wind chills through the evening, then the wind will die out. With a clear sky and light wind overnight, temperatures themselves will nosedive, and most places will wake up between 5 and 15 below by morning. It looks like some places could be as low as 20 to 25 below in isolated areas in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. This will set us up for another sunny day tomorrow, although continued cold with increasing high clouds. Temperatures will be back into the middle and upper teens. Another Arctic front will head our way for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning with just a few flurries or snow showers. It'll get up to the mid-20s on Wednesday afternoon, but more cold air for Thursday and Friday. Despite a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be breezy and only in the teens Thursday afternoon, and with sunshine, highs around 20 on Friday. High pressure will keep it cold into the weekend. Lots of sunshine Saturday, back into the lower to mid-20s. And with increasing clouds and another disturbance on the way, we do run the risk of some snow by the end of the day on Sunday as highs push up into the upper 20s to around 30. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an impressive Arctic high pressure center will slide southward across the plains and move eastward toward the east coast today. This cold air will continue to spill across the Four Corners region, the central and southern plains, and the deep south. Meanwhile, warm Gulf of Mexico moisture is filtering northward along the Gulf Coast states. This is providing favorable conditions for a wintry mix of freezing rain and sleet, especially across North Texas and eastward into Georgia. The western edge of the precipitation will decrease in coverage by this afternoon. However, the threat for a wintry mix impacting the deep south will extend into tomorrow. By tomorrow evening, precipitation will be mainly rain across the Gulf Coast states, though winter storm warnings, winter weather advisories, and freezing rain advisories have been issued from Dallas to Atlanta. Meanwhile, the central and southern Rockies will continue to see snow through tomorrow. The upper-level low driving this winter storm will finally begin to move eastward tonight. By the time that low swings toward the Four Corners, the associated surface front will move south into Mexico. This will deplete the moisture and consequently the threat for heavy snow. Snow showers can still be expected, though, through tomorrow evening, but with less intensity. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 32 below zero at Bottineau, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine and windy, temperatures falling through the 20s. In Boston, increasing sunshine, windy, falling through the 20s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny and windy with scattered snow showers and highs near zero. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees. The average low, 19. The record high, 62, set in 1984. And the record low, 16 below in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:41 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:37 p.m., 10 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today, windy, with temperatures holding between 0 and 10 above, then sliding below 0 towards sunset. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows 10 to 20 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine, windy and very cold today, with temperatures falling through the teens. Clear tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today, windy, with temperatures holding between 0 and 10 above, then sliding below 0 towards sunset. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 5 to 15 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine, windy, and very cold today with temperatures falling through the teens. Clear tonight with lows 0 to 10 below. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine, windy, and very cold today with temperatures falling into the single digits. Clear tonight with lows 5 to 15 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing high clouds during the day with highs in the middle to upper teens. Flurries and snow showers Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, then increasing sunshine and breezy Wednesday afternoon in the mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and very cold Thursday, back into the teens. Mostly sunny, near 20 on Friday. Sunny and cold Saturday in the lower to mid-20s. And increasing clouds with a chance of snow by the end of the day Sunday, with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.